Days of the Bagnall Summer, which is out on Monday for a streaming. So this is a kind of bittersweet coming-of-age tale based on the graphic novel by Geoff Winterhart. So Monica Dolan and Earl Cave are Sue and Daniel Bagnall, the Bagnalls of the title. And they find themselves cooped up together during the course, during the weeks of a summer. His father is off in the US with a new partner. He thinks he's going to go to Florida to spend summer there. Dad lets him down inevitably. And so... So they're stuck together. And basically the film is about their relationship and the fact that at the beginning of the film, they are completely and utterly at odds. She is sunny and encouraging and positive, and he is head to foot in black, lank hair, earphones in, death metal, thrashing away in his... Anyway, here's a little clip just to give you a flavour of it.
I don't know why I just can't wait until I'm back.
Because you'll be jet-lagged and won't want to come into town and you'll end up with no shoes to wear to the wedding. You know, what about those?
No.
What's wrong with them?
Horrible.
What's horrible about them?
Everything.
It's just a basic black shoe, isn't it?
Exactly.
I can't get anything right.
You can let me wear my trainers.
You're not wearing your trainers.
Why not? They're black.
Hardly. Tippexed all over with that awful morbid rubbish.
It's not rubbish. It's Metallica.
It's not appropriate for a wedding.
It's poetry. People read poems at weddings. Why don't I get some new trainers then?
You are wearing proper shoes to this wedding.
A wedding of two people I've never even met.
You have met them actually, Daniel. When you were two, Judith saved you from choking on a grape.
I don't remember.
It was rather frightening actually. Your face went blue and your eyes sort of bugged out.
what the audience at home might not have heard is us both laughing through that clip. I hope that you like this film as much as I do. So I'll go first, and then I really like it. I think for a number of reasons. Firstly, I think Simon Bird's done a terrific job with the direction. He made a short film before, which is this kind of really odd little movie, and this really builds on the promise of that. At the centre of the story and of the graphic novel is this weird sense of kind of intimate loneliness. These two people who are intimately bound together, but are completely separated, and neither of whom, incidentally, are dressed for the summer. I mean, he's head to foot in black, she's in woolen jumpers. They both look like they're on the wrong planet. You know, we were talking about The Man Who Fell to Earth earlier on. They both look like they've fallen to earth. They shouldn't be in a place which has got sunshine. And what I really like about the film is that it develops that relationship. It's very funny. I mean, there are loads and loads of laugh out loud moments. There's a whole subplot about him trying to join a local band, which has got a really, really laugh out loud, silent comedy moment payoff when he meets them, which I just thought was great. But I think that that they're both really good performers. And there's a strong supporting cast as well, Tamsin Gregg and Alice Lowe and Rob Brydon as the smarmy history teacher who asks Sue out on a date. And she's a librarian. And he the way he does it, he says, "Oh, you'd like to take this book out?" He says, "I'd like to take something else out as well." And it's like, you feel your skin kind of crawling off your body as he does it. And then she says to him, "Are you so surprised that anyone would want to go out with me?" And he says, "Yes." And so this all this kind of I watched this here with my teenage son, and we both really enjoyed it. And there was one moment at which my son literally said, "Stop being horrible to your mum." And what's great about the film, I think, is that during the course of the movie, there is a thawing in the relationship. That's how the story arc would work. But as that starts to happen, it doesn't feel contrived. It doesn't feel unearned. It doesn't feel sentimental. It's done with such a kind of deadpan grace that I think it manages. This sounds really soppy, but I've seen it a couple of times now as well. It really won me over. I really felt like I wanted them to find common ground. And I wanted them to move closer. And as the film kind of allowed them to do that, I sort of feel myself heaving a sigh of relief. And it's also worth saying that the film isn't set in lockdown, but it's about two people whose holiday is cancelled effectively. And they are stuck together. And please tell me that you liked it.
I loved it.
Okay.
I saw it at the Glasgow Film Festival. And I did a podcast record with Simon and Stuart from Belle and Sebastian because they did the music for it. That, I think, as well, is such a clever part of the film. You mentioned about him being into metal, and there's these brilliant tiny moments where you hear 4 seconds of a death metal track. And as he's impact, cycling along. The impact that it has, though, in, on a physical level whilst you're watching the film is brilliant and so powerful. And then that contrasted with that kind of, you know, kind of beautiful kind of melodicness of Belle and Sebastian, I think works perfectly. And the whole kind of, the Earl is just, I think he's such a talented actor, and it's so, it feels so effortless with him as well. And the pair of them, him and Monica together, I think it's just, it's magical to watch. I could watch, I wish it was a series of films almost, you know, kind of them in different situations that they're forced in together to try and navigate their way through, because it's something I would love to watch more of.
Worth saying that the screenplay is by Lisa Owens, and it's a really well adapted screenplay, because it's not a plot heavy film. It's not a film, it's like, you know, let's stand this next to the Atomigoyan, in which it's like all going like this. It's like, no, this, the plot is fairly simple. They're stuck together. That's it. And actually knowing which bits of, you know, which bits of dialogue to use, when to have them talk, to when to, because so much of it is to, I know it's a fairly low budget movie, but it has quite a wide vision to it. It does lend this kind of slightly epic quality to this weirdly kind of suburban environment. And like those moments when you hear a bit of thrash metal, one of them is when he's cycling to go and meet the band. And it is just that 4 second burst. And it is a real kind of, it's suddenly you're inside his head. I know that they originally, the entire soundtrack was Belle and Sebastian. And then Simon Bird said, what we wanted to hear a little bit of the sound that he's listening to. And when you hear it, this is not incidentally a comment on death metal, thrash metal, whatever it is. When you hear it, it's just like, okay, that's what's going on inside that angry head. And there's a scene in it in which they have this really frosty confrontation, and it's played out against this blue sky and sea in the background, which just makes it all the more, it makes the loneliness all the more poignant. I'm so glad you feel that way about it. The soundtrack album, which I'm sure you've heard as well, has got little fragments of dialogue from the film as well. And it's lovely hearing. Yeah, me too. When you hear the Belle and Sebastian songs, you just hear her, you know, her talking about Metallica lyrics. You know, I think it's a really charming film, and I really hope that it finds the, obviously it would have been opening in cinemas, but oddly enough, I think it's quite a good watch at the moment. Mm-hmm. I think it'll strike a chord at the moment with audiences at home.